On this official report, he acknowledges hitting a parked truck. Reed is a former chief of police. I find it fantastical that Reed would file two official statements diametrically opposite of one another. Very disturbing matter, the news that the Atlanta County Hope One super vehicle was involved in a crash of suspicious origin. Suspicious in that the Atlanta County Chief Warrants Officer Tim Reed appears to have filed two different official causes for the crash. And honestly, I don't know why I'm saying it appears that he has. He just flat out has. To the Hamilton police, Reed appears to make it look like he was the victim of a hit-and-run driver in a moving vehicle. In the County of Atlantic Insurance report, Reed acknowledges that he hit a parked truck. Both versions simply can't be true. Here is a copy of the Hamilton Police Department report. It's right there. Well, I'll read you the report of, because this will show you that it's alleged to have been a moving incident. V2 was attempting to make a left turn from Finch Street to Tilton Street when V1 was traveling west on Tilton, causing V2's rear passenger spelled wrong, side to collide with V1's front portion. D2 stated he pulled into the Mount Carmel parking lot and went to speak with D1 and D2, stated D1 left the scene prior to retaining any information other than it was possibly a gray pickup truck. Police investigation revealed V1 came into the intersection, causing V2's rear side portion to collide with V1. So I don't even know what to say about that, because that can't be, it's not true. We know it's not true. The truck driver, not through any work of Eric Scheffler or Tim Reed, the truck driver was identified. The truck driver told Joe O'Donohue and Mario Suarez that Tim Reed hit his parked truck. This is not, the truck wasn't moving. Tim Reed hit the truck, is what the owner of the truck says. And it's a blue truck, not a gray truck. And there's blue paint on the Hope One super vehicle. So my suspicion is the gray pickup truck was said so that the police would never find the blue truck. That is speculation. Everything else I said is provable. Let me keep going. We now have also a copy of the County of Atlantic Department of Law official initial report, Liability Auto. You will see that the report is from Chief Warrants Officer Reed. In this report, Reed tells a different story. On this official report, he acknowledges hitting a parked truck. Reed is a former chief of police. I find it fantastical that Reed would file two official statements diametrically opposite of one another. Now I'll read to you some of the County of Atlantic Department of Law report, the initial report of Liability Auto. Description of accident. And again, this report is from Reed and signed by Reed. Description of accident. Made wide left turn, right rear of truck, caught front bumper of parked truck. So I really do believe that the reason that Mike Petusky had to keep asking for the Hamilton police report and he wasn't receiving it was because the Hamilton police report was completely opposite of this report. And the Hamilton police investigation, which they said that Reed was vague in what he was saying to them, and I'll post the video at some point, and you can see him being talked with by the police officer. I think there's two police officers at the time of this accident. And it's extremely vague what's going on, but there is no ambiguity. It can't be a moving crash and be him hitting a parked truck. Both of them simply can't be true. Atlanta County Sheriff candidate Joe O'Donohue and Mario Suarez, who is a retired Atlantic City police officer, they were going to an event at this Mount Carmel. That's why they were there. They never went after this information. It was brought to them. They both confirmed to me that the Atlanta County Sheriff, Eric Scheffler, was also there. So he's known about the accident from the beginning. We've also learned and confirmed that Atlanta County Under Sheriff Mike Petusky was trying to do the right thing. He requested repeatedly of Reed to provide him with a copy of the police report. We have confirmed that Reed had a copy of the Hamilton police report since at least July 22nd. I have copies of the emails whereby Petusky writes, quote, I am left picking up the pieces, quote, this is getting old, quote, as I said, I'm out, quote, I am not taking responsibility, end quote, writes Petusky. Reed also portrayed the damage as very minimal, $500 or less. There was a bogus comment made on this station on another program where it was said that the damage was next to nothing, 500 or less, not even an amount of damage that would need to be reported. And, of course, that then put me in a position where I was being called a liar. So I produced the actual estimate that I don't have in front of me, but it's some $14,400 and some dollars. In an earlier report, we confirmed that estimate. Additionally, I have obtained a copy of the CAD activity report, which states that Reed, quote, was very vague as to the other party either leaving the scene or being told to leave. What O'Donohue and Suarez confirmed to me, and O'Donohue on air a few days ago, was that the truck driver, or not the truck driver, the owner of the truck that was parked that Reed hit, and Reed admits he hit it in the county insurance document. Somehow it's a moving accident and a hit-and-run driver in the other report, but and this guy didn't even know he was being portrayed as a hit-and-run driver. He told O'Donohue and Suarez that Reed told him, look, there's no damage to my car. You could just leave. But Reed told the Hamilton police that the man that owned the truck, which he called a gray truck when it's a blue truck, was going to his car to get his documents and instead left the scene before he could get his name and information. There's something really bad here. And Eric Scheffler is obviously not capable of doing the job. There's more that I don't have time to get to right now because we have a guest that's going to be joining us in just a few minutes, and we have to get the break in. But check out the rest of my work at WPGTalkRadio.com. You can go to the previous report that we did, too, that's also at WPGTalkRadio.com, because there's a lot of information in there as well. And at some point, either Damon Tyner or someone, I mean, I know people, I don't want to call them out by names. This very good cop worked a whole career. He hit a fence and left the scene, lost his pension, lost everything. There's another cop that stole a pair of socks from a store, lost everything. I mean, this is really bad what's being alleged here. And if you look at these two reports, they're completely at variance with one another. And I don't know what's going on, but it's not right. And you don't have a sheriff that's stepping up, standing up, and doing anything about it. And instead, he's lying on public airwaves that no county employees drive that van and that no county funds are used. Well, of course, it involves the county and the insurance. So, of course, county funds are involved. How do I have police reports and insurance reports and verification and proof and video, actually, of the chief sheriff's warrants officer? By the way, that whole position is being called into question right now because there's not another classification that supposedly needs to be on the books in order to have a chief sheriff's warrant officer, rather a chief warrants officer. Why would somebody make a public statement when he knows his chief warrants officer drives that van? You'll see the whole right passenger side rear panel is moved open. It's been it's been damaged by the crash of Tim Reed driving the Hope One super vehicle, which, of course, Eric Scheffler, this should be physically impossible because no sheriff's department employees drive the vehicle. No Atlantic County taxpayer money is spent. So I know this is a mirage. This must be me lying about that this happened.